Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria peaking at 25 degrees today. Johannesburg 24, Tzaneen 21. The city of Tshwane says emergency teams are now able to access the tunnel under the N1 highway. Several suburbs in the east of the metro have been without power since Sunday due to the theft of cable in the tunnel. The city spokesperson Lindelo Mashiho says difficulties impeding the team's work in the tunnel included high levels of toxic gas.
Please note, the city remains committed to speeding up the repair process. Nevertheless, the area to be worked on demands caution. Teams are working diligently in the face of challenges and pressure in order to resolve the breakdown in this essential service.
A man has been arrested in connection with the selling of matric results before it was due to be released this week. Johannesburg-based company EduMarks reportedly charged 100 rand to provide early results, which differed from the official release.
The hawk descended upon a house in Hillcrest, north of Johannesburg, after their search and seizure warrant was approved. During the search, various electronic gadgets and an unlicensed shotgun with live ammunition were found.
That's Hawk spokesperson Katleho Mukhale. Five suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of a Mpumalanga police officer. Pete Pretorius was shot and killed yesterday while driving in an official vehicle. The motive for that shooting is unknown. Here's Mpumalanga police spokesperson Jabu Ndubane.
A vehicle believed to have been used in the commission of crime has also been found tortured this morning next to Extension 7 in Emelo. A multidisciplinary team established by the acting provincial commissioner has managed to track and trace the suspect in Nelspruit. As promised, the acting provincial commissioner has highlighted that they will leave no stone unturned in finding these killers.
In news abroad, at least $10 billion will be needed to rebuild Gaza's devastated health system over the next 5 to 7 years. That's at least according to an initial World Health Organization assessment. With a ceasefire set for Sunday, humanitarians are calling for a dramatic scaling up of humanitarian aid. And tens of thousands of people were ordered to flee their homes as wildfires tore through Los Angeles. They were also told that they would not be allowed back for at least a week. Frustration is mounting among evacuees who are angry over rules that prevent them from returning home. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots, black to match. Riding on a horse,